Well, as we head into the Christmas season, we turn our attention to planning the lunch and buying the presents. But for heaps of Aussies, that'll be the last thing on their mind. There's people battling on Newstart or facing robo-debts they don't owe, not to mention people in the bush dealing with the drought. Toby O'Connor from Vinnies, this will be a tough Christmas for a lot of people, right?
I think it will be, Bill, particularly those who are affected by the bushfires and more particularly those in drought.
Well, let me start by asking you about people on Newstart. It'll be a bleak Christmas for them, I guess.
Look, we know that Christmas is generally a pretty stressful time for families and individuals, particularly those who are struggling. So I think folks on Newstart probably going to find it a bit harder, and certainly mum and dad will really struggle to find, you know, a bit of joy there for their kids. And look, I think Australians, by and large, understand that the level of Newstart is just too low to get by on. So when things like Christmas or birthdays come up, there's really no chance that people can you know, tend to their loved ones in the way that they would like. So in many instances, they'll come to places like the Salvos, Vinnies, and where, you know, we can give them some extra assistance, but it will be a struggle, Bill.
You must be seeing people lumbered with robo-debts they don't owe. Is that a big problem?
Look, we know from our members at the local level that folk are coming in and seeking for financial assistance, help paying bills because, you know, they are already on low incomes from Newstart, and some of them, when they've been caught up in this robo-debt stuff, has really taken a bit of a hit. And as we know, that's looking all very very questionable now. And
yeah,
I guess really gets to a bit of the heart of what sort of nation are we? Are we really that tight that we want to, you know, take money from folk who really would struggle anyway under what is
pinched from the poor
false pretenses.
Yeah. I'm talking with Toby O'Connor from Vinnies. Toby, it'll be a tough Christmas for people in the bush, right?
It will be, Bill. So the Vinnies are working with the Salvation Army to distribute the money from the federal government. So that's $3,000 to every eligible farm worker or person working on the farm across most of the LGAs in Queensland, New South Wales, some in Victoria and a lot in South Australia. Look, we are finding that the level of despair, the distress, is absolutely overwhelming for these folk. And our people on the ground are actually giving us really good information. And look, I've been pretty shocked. I've been pretty shocked about just how serious it is out there. We've been giving the money from the government. We've opened the channels to allow people to register for those applications. We were open for 6 days and we've oversubscribed. We've got 2,500 people in 6 days and we've got the allocation for 5,000. So, you know, we're in contact with the government to say, look, we think you may be underestimating the need out there.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just a concern. That's right across those states. That's a whopping amount of rural communities that are really hurting, Bill.
Sadly, mate, it's being left to charities like yours and mine to make Christmas happen for all these poor people. Do you reckon I'm being too cynical to suggest the government likes it that way?
Look, I think we've got to accept that despite some of the things that we see going on in our parliaments that aren't very
edifying
and maybe a bit soul-destroying about the human character. I think we do have to recognise that people go into politics and into parliaments with goodwill. The income that's coming into the government coffers is low and yet the need is going up. You've got all the Royal Commission work in the aged care and now the disability care. I mean, that's going to indicate that we need to spend more money, that governments have been tight in the last 10, 15, 20 years in the social services, and these things are coming back to bite them. So they will have to find extra money. And I think, you know, it behoves organisations that are, you know, the heart of communities like the charities to really work with local communities and advocate on their behalf around Parliament House. It's not that easy to get, you know, your message to them. So, you know, people like you, like me, and our other colleagues, you know, we have to do whatever we can to try and get the message clearly to politicians. But it's a tough call. I mean,
they're
dealing with a lot of difficult stuff as well.
God bless you, mate. More strength to you. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Reverend Bill.
And as well as the Vinnie's Christmas Appeal, I've got my own Christmas Appeal running. At my place, we're going to feed more than 2,000 people on Christmas Day. Now, these are really poor people and homeless people. And we'll give them all a hot traditional Christmas lunch and a present. So if you want to give, go to exodusfoundation.org.au.